You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy therefore these, give me pray, by setting down your spirit upon them as they fall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant. Would you be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins? Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memory of his death and resurrection, and offer you, O Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have what's worthy to be in the presence and minister to you, humbly prepare that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread over the world, and bring her to the fold of charity, together Francis Pope, Cardinal John Paul, our apostle, our ministrator. And remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all to have died in the mercy. Welcome them with the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, then with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, St. Joseph, most chaste spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints, of peace you through the ages, we may merit to be heirs to eternal life, and we praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. So here we meet him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. At the same command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to sing.
Oh.
Forgive us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of mercy, we be always free from sin and save all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You said, Apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look, Lord, on our sins, on the faith of your church, in grace that you grant us peace and unity. According to the will, we live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all, please.
And with your spirit.
Let us share the sign of peace. Behold the name of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the name.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be
healed. Bring your hand and feel the blades of the nails, and do not be unbelieving, but believing. Alleluia.
Thank you. And